Our meditation today is from Psalm 82. We'll read that responsively from our New King James Bibles. Psalm 82.
Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods.
How long?
Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy.
Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked.
They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable.
I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Okay, here in Psalm 72, the penultimate psalm of this series, and children, there's a word for you. Mr. Pockers likes to bring out big words. The ultimate is the last. The one before the last is the penultimate. And here in this series of the Psalms of Asaph, this is the next to the last. So we're coming up to the grand finale, if you will, summing up of all things here. Now, you remember looking back, and as we just sang a moment ago, going through this series of Psalms of Asaph, it looks at the history of the people of Israel. It looks at Israel being destroyed, the people asking why, first looking to themselves, then looking outside, then looking to God. In Psalm 80 and Psalm 81, first looking at the vine, the church that God brought up out of Egypt and built up. And the question, why? Why do you allow others to come and damage and destroy your church? And in Psalm 81, we saw where the answer is because you are unfaithful. God preserves a remnant to Himself. But through the history of the people of Israel, He shows that the problem is not with God. The problem is with the people. And that as He chose the nation and built it up and gave it all the good things, it turned its back on God. And we saw at the end of Psalm 81, prefiguring or showing ahead the taking away of the covenant from the nation of Israel and going to the Gentiles, that Jesus mourning upon Jerusalem and saying, if only Israel would walk in my ways, and how He would take care of them. And knowing from the New Testament that the Psalm's not as dim or dismal as it looks, but that the people of Israel would be grafted in. But the threat, not the threat, the judgment, that the people of Israel would be taken from, would be broken out of the covenant, snapped off the vine if they continued in their insubordination, their rebellion, in their evil. We come to Psalm 82. And here, and we need to think about this in not just in the terms of the context of these Psalms, but in the context of history. If you look at the series as a history, as I've been teaching it, as I've been saying, what we have here is God standing in judgment. The nation of Israel is standing on the edge of the brink. And God is calling the elders, the Sanhedrin, the judges among the people, to justice, to judgment Himself. It says God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. Now this isn't, again, talking about other gods. He's not judging Odin and Thor and Jupiter and all the rest. That's not the point. But the people who speak in God's name and judge and hold authority over men on earth are throughout the Bible sometimes called gods. And that's what he's referring to. He judges among the judges of the earth. And the judgment is not good. The judgment is not good at all. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. There's very little, actually there's no good in the judgment these people receive. How long will you be unjust, judges? How long will you show partiality to the wicked? Think about that. How long? Here we have God asking that question. Isn't that refreshing? Instead of the people asking God how long, here God's asking the people, how long? But it's an entirely different question. How long will you continue in your foolishness and sin? Then He tells them what they should be doing. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. It's not hard what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be taking care of those who need taken care of and enforcing what's right. But they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are unstable. And it's simply put that the judges who do not have the Holy Spirit cannot judge justly because they can't see. They don't know. They don't understand. They're in the darkness. And that, of course, is the natural state of man entirely. And all the foundations of the earth are unstable. That's an interesting line right there. A couple things that could mean. If you look at things of this earth, they have no firm foundation. And if you trust in things that have foundation on this earth, you're trusting in something that's unstable and can't be trusted. You're trusting things built on sand and not on stone. Another point is, if you look at the time period again, the time period in which the nation of Israel was judged and put out, the Gentiles put in its place as they rejected Jesus and crucified Him, that was characterized by earthquakes. The earth shook to its foundations, both physically and, that is the prophecy of the last days. These people that are supposed to be judging don't know, they don't understand, they can't do good. They continue to show partiality to the wicked. And then Jehovah said, "You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes." You think you're so much, but you know you're not. You'll die just like everyone else and be judged yourself. So here we have Jehovah standing in judgment of the nation, the Sanhedrin, the people, the courts of Israel, and they come up short. And since they do not have the Holy Spirit, because they reject the Messiah, they are rejected in themselves. They shall die. They shall be rejected. In the last verse, "Arise, O God," instead of sitting there in the I'm making quote marks with my hands for people listening, in the Holy Land, instead of sitting on the altar there, or on the throne room there in Israel, the psalm says, "Arise, O God, and judge the earth." It's time for something big. The nation of Israel is being replaced by the world. The Holy Land is now the entire earth. "For you, Jehovah, shall inherit all nations." So here we have, back in the book of Psalms, in its context, the declaration that God, Jehovah, is now going to rise and take possession of all the nations. The remnant philosophy has ended. The time for the remnant is past. As the Messiah has come, the fulfillment of all things has come. The covenant of grace is going out to the nations now. God is rising up, moving out, taking possession, taking inheritance of His property. And in the next psalm, we'll see that. It can be read locally, it can be read small, but it can also be read very large with this thought in mind. And next week, we'll see the conclusion of this series. So right now, we will sing Psalm 82 from our book of Psalms.